Hello, Sherry. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to have this wonderful opportunity. It's I'm just watching the sunset here. I'm on the West Coast, and to have that as, just the indicator as time and where I'm supposed to be. This all is so important to me. And I appreciate the committee for asking me to share and I'm just so grateful to be here. Again, everyone, I'm Dino. I'm a compulsive overeater, 43-year-old man. And just for accessibility, I'll give a quick verbal description, or visual. I have medium, lengthy, curly hair, salt and pepper. I'm wearing rectangular glasses, and I have a gray button-down shirt. And again, thank you for the committee for asking me to share. And the leader and everyone who's here and shared before me. I feel like I'm in a room with a lot of recovery and a lot of sponsors and people who've been doing this. And I really respect that, and I just want to say one thing at the start so everyone feels included. If I say God tonight, or I mean God as I understand God, and that's a higher power, and everyone gets to define that, I believe, for themselves. What I really want to also express is, I'm not here to teach. I'm not here to, be the sponsor police. I'm definitely not here to tell anyone how to sponsor. I'm really here to share what works for me and what's kept me sober and spiritually grounded, and what's proven successful in my own experience. And that's what's sponsoring others. And because for me, sponsorship isn't just service, it's one of the main ways that I stay free and I have that freedom. And when it comes to sponsorship and OA, there's all types of ways I've seen sponsor. And why sponsorship matters to me is, when I first came into OA, I wanted relief. I wanted my mind to stop. I wanted peace and I wanted quiet. And I thought OA was going to be mostly about food. And over time, I learned food is, the symptom for me. And the real issue happens inside, simply said, spiritually, emotionally. And when I'm disconnected, the big book makes this clear in a way that I can't simply ignore. If I want to keep what I've been given, I have to give it away, is what I've learned. I'm 5 years, 5.5 years now in OA, and I still need OA. I need it immensely, and I don't say that like it's a disappointment, it's truly my reality. And because what I now know about myself is, if I stop being useful, I start drifting. And if I stop connecting, I start running the show automatically. It's kind of like just naturally. And if I stop carrying the message, I really start living like, I'm in the center of that universe. And I don't even notice it at first, and what my mind tells me, or what I sometimes call my disease tells me. The food doesn't show up sometimes as much as I notice other things as it shows up, such as controlling, isolation, overthinking, and my ego. And sometimes I feel like I'm fine and I don't need it anymore. And all that stuff eventually it puts me at risk, and it's all loops around, eventually, because this ties me back into how sponsorship is one of the biggest things that pulls me out of myself and brings me back to what matters. And what I thought sponsorship was, and maybe what it actually is I thought about, at first, I was really scared, and I had the imposter feeling, thinking, who am I to sponsor anybody? I had fear. I also, thought, what if I sponsor wrong, or what if I mess somebody up? And honestly, I sponsor because I'm willing, and that's what I've learned, is I sponsor also because I'm not perfect, and you know, I sponsor because I'm practicing the steps, and I sponsor because I'm, you know, X, Y, and Z. And I'm not really, you know, sponsoring to create little versions of myself. I'm really sponsoring to help connect. And resources are so powerful and so important. And I thank everyone again for being here and utilizing this great, wonderful Zoom resource. And the resources provided for this meeting, I know it takes a lot, and I'm so grateful. And, you know, I'm sponsoring also to help connect people to the steps, to the tools, to fellowship, you know, to a higher power of their own understanding and their own truth. And that's truly it, you know, and sponsorship has kept me humble in a way that maybe nothing else really has, because I can read spiritual books all day. I can, you know, work, and I can do everything. But if I'm face to face with reality of my illness again, this is where I'm at. You know, it keeps me honest. So I'm just right back to just working it. And, you know, my sponsorship style is maybe trauma-informed, some may call it, or maybe it's like big book grounded. But my style is, it's kind of shaped by my background. You know, I come from trauma-informed peer support world, and my kind of default is safety, you know, offering dignity, clarity, structure without shaming, you know, compassion without enabling. And, you know, I want to be clear that that doesn't mean I'm soft. That just doesn't, you know, mean I lower the bar or anything. It just means I've learned something the hard way, and shame doesn't really create recovery for me. Humiliation doesn't create recovery. Humility, that's something different. That does help. And, you know, fear also doesn't create recovery for me, but connection does, and truth does, and consistency, that creates recovery, and spiritual action, you know, there's another way to create recovery. And I can be really loving and still direct, and I can be compassionate and still have boundaries. And then there's this thing called flexibility. I'm still learning that one, but I can be flexible, you know, and I can take the disease definitely seriously. And those two go together. So for me, this balance works because my goal isn't to control my sponsee at all. It's just to help build something inside. And from hearing me out, they can build their action plan and utilize stuff that truly builds their own relationship with the steps and, you know, with the tools and the fellowship and to their higher power as they understand that to be. And that can actually hold them up when life gets hard. That's the thing that comes through when they're utilizing the tools and putting things together in a way that kind of works for them. And, you know, how sponsees find me, let's say. Well, I try to make myself available. This isn't something that I wish. Well, enough of the wishing. I do that enough. What I do is I used to just wonder, because when I was new and when I was trying to find a sponsor, I wondered too. But what I started doing was I just waited for the right time. You know, do I announce it? Do I recruit people? And I end up learning that here's what I do today. I don't really hunt people down. I don't chase people. And I don't really sell myself. And I don't really hide myself too. You know, I make myself available in simple ways. I share honestly at meetings. I leave my phone number in the chats when I'm asked to. I answer outreach calls. That's a good one. I try and I talk to newcomers. And then if someone seems like a little bit, you know, where do I go? I try to offer support and, you know, buddy up with them until it works out. And for me, you know, the attraction thing, the not promoting thing, that was tough for a while, but it's also about just being available now. I notice now I'm visible. I got it wrong for so long. I can be visible and still be not the promotion side of it. And because what I've seen people who desperately need to talk or need to get assistance, but they were sometimes too ashamed to ask, I realized, oh yeah, that was me. So I can actually not have to wait to them asking. I can just present. And I try to stay open and definitely approachable. You know, it's not easy, but I try. And then I just trust my higher power with the rest of it. I truly do. The three types of way I sponsor in different lanes. And this is just something that has worked for me. It may change over time, but depending on what someone needs and what they're asking for and how we got connected, one of them is this food sponsor. This is just about structure, honesty, and accountability for me. And that's how the food sponsorship usually is set up in my mind. And that's not based off of me. That's usually what they're seeking. And the sponsee is also, they're just trying to reduce chaos. And I'm here just to, you know, go along and connect them during that, those times. And it's about making it simple enough that the mind can calm down for them during those times. The other way I sponsor is 10th step sponsor. And this is what I've seen, you know, the most freedom happen. It's because sometimes food isn't the issue. Sometimes it's just, you know, resentment, fear, loneliness, self-pity, a lot of it. And so I help with that too. I help them take inventory. I help them learn the tools. I'll send them a little, you know, inventory sheet, and you know, we get current together, and I help them kind of not spiral alone. And then the other sponsorship, I've heard this is kind of the most, well, I don't know what I heard. Here's what I do. 12 step is my third way of sponsoring. And that's when someone's like, you know what? I'm ready. Let's go through the books. I got the literature. They're kind of, I mean them where they are at that moment. And that's what, you know, we go through the full book together, step by step. We do amends, spiritual living, practicing principles. None of this has to do with me convincing them that there's a higher power at this time or that there's a, you know, a God to their understanding. It's just, we're going to do it from the beginning. All of those lanes, I'm never their bosses. I'm never their therapist. And I'm just their sponsors at those times. If things need to change, we'll talk about it. And that's what I learned how to do from the, you know, being adaptable. And sometimes things change and people move on and that's fine. What I'd like to say too is, you know, first as a sponsor, in the first conversation, it's just, you know, when someone asks me to sponsor them, I've learned to kind of keep it simple and clear because confusion can make me anxious and can trigger me and give me anxiety. So I figured that's probably what it feels like for other people. So I usually say something like, I'm glad you asked, but before we jump in, I just want to be upfront and about what, you know, what it's like to work with me. And I kind of just make them feel comfortable and I present again, rather than them wondering. I kind of try to remove some of the fear. And I do that by telling the basics. You know, all I need is what I'm going to give you, and I'm going to give honesty. I'm going to be willing. I'm not going to tell secrets about you. I'm not also not going to be perfect, but I'm really going to show up and I'm going to be consistent. And also I'm going to point you to the, you know, the steps and tools, and I'm going to learn from you too. So it's going to be a back and forth. And also I can tell them what I don't do. You know, I cannot be available 24/7. Please, I'm not a crisis line. There's a crisis. Call 911. I'm also, if you're struggling, these are the resources I use. I can't always actually provide the resources because you're going to actually find some you're going to share with me. But I just realized I can share one about 10th step. And there's, I mean, the list goes on. We have the WhatsApp. But if people are struggling, I'm really not a person who is saying, you know, you figure it out. I'm the person who's like, I'll help you use the tools and stay connected, but we're doing it together. And then you're going to show me how you do it. And we're going to move along. I also asked a few simple questions. What kind of sponsor are you looking for? Are you willing to reach out daily? And also, are you willing to go to meetings and read? By none of that, I'm telling them, did you go to your 4 meetings? Did you buy your books yet? I'm not checking them at that point. There's no reason for me to read them like a room. I'm curious at this point. And then it helps them just feel, I think, comfortable. None of this probably sounds new, but for me, it's been working. And So we always start off small. I'm going to preface it. I always tell them we're going to do this for 2 weeks. But in this program, they only talk about it one day at a time. So for today, we're going to follow the program and we're just going to focus on today. Is that cool with you? Once they agree with the today thing, we lock that in and we never talk about anything more than today. That's locked in forever. The program's a day-to-day program. If they want to talk about next week, we're going to use the tools to get through that because we need to focus today. And that's important for me. And it's important because it works for me in my own recovery. So that's a preface for them. They only have to do this today with me. After that, the first week is usually pretty big for them. You can really, you know, recovery is fragile and it's emotional. And so I keep it simple for them. I'm not going to overload them. I'm just going to provide them what it looks like. Maybe the first week, you know, as we talk, here's the daily check-ins, the calls. By that time, we're doing daily tools. There becomes this daily connection. And step by one, the truth is coming through. And usually then after a week, something's revealed where I usually ask them to do a few small things like, hey, how about a meeting? And then, you know, reaching out before acting out. Have you tried that one? And, you know, rather than just calling out the tools, I really try to give them just what it sounds like in real talk. How about reading something short with me while I'm on the phone with you? Can you grab your book and see what they do? If they grab that book, great. If they don't, we're going to have a talk because we've been talking about how you've been reading that book and you've been carrying it with you and it's in your back pocket. And I'm not going to tell them. They're going to tell me. It's just going to come naturally. And that's what I like about this program. We're just honest with each other. And then they may even discover, like, they may need a PDF version so they can always really have it with them. Those are the fun things they discover. So what it's about is I tell them, we're not trying to be perfect. That's not what this is about. And we're just trying to stay connected. And I let them know that my disease sometimes tells me that I probably just want to scream sometimes when I start because there's so much in doing recovery. But also there's an example at the end where there's this neutrality and there's this peace to it. And, you know, that helps line people up and not really panic. So what's been proven really successful for me over time is obviously coming back to their room. So somewhere down the line, they're going to realize they got to keep coming back. If I had to sum something up, what's been really proven is the first thing is setting expectations early. I think clarity is truly kindness. I've heard that before and I really like it. Secondly, keeping it simple for me in the beginning. Third, I don't sponsor the feelings. I sponsor actions. I don't chase their moods. I point them to tools and I really point them to the spiritual action of it all. I don't rescue people, of course. I do that only with animals. And I keep it step-based, you know? That's what I know. And I'm not going to change it because it works for me. So even in trauma-informed and peer-focused care, I don't dilute the program. I just deliver it kind of with dignity. And sometimes that's just me listening for a little while. The hard part is sponsoring is really emotional. It can really hurt, you know? It could feel different when people disappear or when they ghost me. It could feel that way. It has. And when people lie, that's tough. And when people are also doing amazing and then they vanish, that's also tough. And then my ego wants to take it personal and that's not for me. So that's where the big book, it just continues teaching me. My job is just to carry the message. I'm going to like carry it through. But I'm not going to control it and I'm going to leave it then. So I'm just carrying it along. Thank you for hearing me out. I don't know if I can even like express all of how I feel about sponsorship in this one share today, but I just know some things that I still stay true to myself is that even if my ego wants to take it personal, I just stick to my own thing, the big book, the steps. So I do my part. I stay available. I stay kind. I really leave the results up to my higher power. And I really kind of keep that and it helps me stay sane. And, you know, the way sponsorship changed me is it just saves me. It truly, you know, I work with someone and my gratitude comes back. My ego gets checked, you know, my program gets sharpened no matter how many times. And my heart really stays open. So helps keeps me connected. It keeps me softened, but in a good way. And the message I always try to carry is, if I'm talking to anyone tonight who's even like newer, by the way, welcome. But, you know, I always like to say, I just want to share that what I needed to hear in the beginning was that I don't have to be perfect. I just have to be willing. I have to keep showing up. I keep bringing it back to the basics, the steps, the tools, and the connection. And the message, you know, I try to carry to all the people also I know who are experienced sponsors is, I really respect everyone, of course, and the role we play is huge. And I've learned from strict sponsors. I've learned from gentle sponsors. I've learned from structured sponsors. And I've learned from sponsors who don't say much at all, but their recovery speaks loud. So what I've came to believe is always big enough for all the styles. I don't think we stay sober because we all sponsor the same way. And I don't think we do it because we're all grounded in the same spiritual way. I think I stay in the steps, I stay honest, and I stay connected. And that's really what keeps me, you know, together. So just to say lastly, you know, all of this keeps me from isolating, useful, and humble. And, oh, I hear my time. So thank you. And it teaches me how to trust my higher power. So if I'm willing, I can do it. And I truly believe in everyone here. Thanks for letting me share today. Appreciate it.